While there's no definitive link between the rainfall that devastated Texas and climate change, climate scientists do agree that global warming is affecting the weather. The need to reduce carbon emissions prompted a nationally acclaimed architect to build an energy-efficient house with an unconventional material. The story from WBGO's John Kalish.
In the small town of Warren, Vermont, workmen are putting the final touches on an 1,800-square-foot house made almost entirely of concrete. This is a so-called net-zero house that will not use any fossil fuel. Solar panels on the roof will generate electricity, and pipes underneath the house will use geothermal energy for heating. The architect who is building it is known for his improvisational approach to architecture.
This was not designed, here's the drawings and go build it.
That's Dave Sellers, who was named to the list of top 100 architects in the world by Architectural Digest magazine. He founded the Madsonian Museum of Industrial Design in Vermont, which received a $1 million tax-deductible contribution that's being used to build this all-concrete structure, which Sellers has dubbed the Home Run House.
This is such an amazing material. You take a liquid that comes up the road in a giant bucket, and you dump everything in the bucket into whatever your form is. The next day, it's a rock, a thousand-year-old rock.
Sellers' architectural firm is well known for its work with plywood, and over the years, he was struck that plywood is an ideal material for making forms to shape concrete, so why not use it to make an entire building? He had students enrolled in a course called The Joy of Concrete, Build an All-Concrete House, which he dubbed the Archie Bunker. It turns out that in addition to being great at sealing out cold air, concrete is incredibly strong.
Our walls, our exterior walls, are 5 inches. A 5-inch concrete wall is probably 100 times stronger than a stud wall. You could take a fully loaded concrete truck in a giant helicopter, take it up about 300 or 400 feet and drop it on the house. It won't go to the basement because this thing is so strong.
The Home Run House has a whimsical style. Sellers refers to the curved surfaces that extend out from the top of the windows as swoopies. There's a curved balcony and 2-inch square holes in the exterior covered with blue glass tiles. In addition, craftsmen made counters and a bathtub out of concrete.
A house of the future might want to be like a flower, change its shape seasonally, it might, or even daily. Even though it's concrete, we can have some parts of the building change so that entire living room wall rolls away.
That's an 800-pound, mostly glass living room wall that measures 16 feet by 9 feet. Sellers used a combination of skateboard wheels and stainless steel rollers to make it slide open, exposing the outdoors. Another glass wall at the other end of the house that's 8 foot by 8 foot swings open with the pull of a pinky. The Home Run House has a 120-square-foot space for plants to grow in 5 feet of soil that fills huge plastic containers. A rainwater collection and drip irrigation system will nourish banana trees, tangerine trees, or possibly pineapple plants. That's right, a banana tree growing indoors in Vermont.
When I first walked up here, I'm going like, wow, this is crazy. But then it all made sense in the end, and it's all fitting together bit by bit.
Pierre Jobert is a local carpenter who worked on the house.
After all these years of building houses, I find this refreshing in the sense that it's a new challenge.
Some in the green building world have questioned the idea of an all-concrete house.
Cement uses a lot of energy in its manufacture, and so it has a fairly high carbon footprint.
George Harvey writes for the Green Energy Times. Harvey says the period the cement house will last has to be taken into consideration when calculating the material's carbon footprint. Because the Home Run House is expected to be maintenance-free for 500 years, he says its carbon footprint is the equivalent of 8 conventional houses.
Clearly, this architect has done his homework. What I'm also saying is not a good idea to say never use cement, because there are places where cement is just dandy, and this sounds like it might be one of them.
Architect Dave Seller says that both he and the contractors who worked on this all-concrete home-run house have learned a lot from building it.
We've learned how flexible concrete is. We know that you can change the look of it, the texture of it, easily, inexpensively. I can't wait to do the next one.
Seller says he'll take the proceeds from the sale of the home-run house and build another all-concrete home. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.